This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk, founder and owner of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Super excited for our guest this morning. Joining us in the studio, our friend Sheila Schmidt, owner of Life Care Solutions. And we're going to learn exactly what Life Care Solutions is. Sheila, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning. Welcome to Senior Talk.
Thank you so much for having me be here. I'm really honored to be sitting here with you and excited to talk.
Well, what you do fascinates me, and I can't wait to share with our listeners a little bit about your world of guardianship and care management, and really what I see is the glue that every senior could benefit from, especially if they're receiving home care services. But before we get started, share with our listeners a little bit about your background and really what sparked your passion and led you to doing what it is you do today.
Thank you. Yes. So I had a long background in IT and really had been wanting to, I'd fall asleep wanting to do more and feel like I was making more of a difference. And so that was something that was in my head. My great aunt had dementia, and our family was really in the dark in terms of how difficult and how her path of progressing dementia was going. And so she ended up having a really rapid decline into dementia. She ended up in the hospital. My sister and I had 2 days to really get our heads around what is Alzheimer's. What are the different factors that affect people that are living with this disease? And we ultimately ended up having 2 days to really have to find a place for her to live and figure out where she would be safe and how could we make decisions for her going forward. So that really sparked a passion to want to help people go through a situation and have it not be quite as stressful as our situation was.
Absolutely. And you said, let's do that as a profession.
Exactly.
Time to switch and we'll get away from IT. And it's fascinating how many people I get to meet and talk with in this industry who have that personal story, right? That connection. I can't think of anybody who doesn't have that personal connection that really drew them to this type of service.
I agree. And you sit in a room. I've seen this happen at many gatherings related to senior care. And you ask everyone in the room who knows someone with suffering with dementia. And then you ask everyone who knows someone who knows someone. And by the time you're done asking those questions, everyone in the room is standing and we've all been touched by it.
Makes you realize how close we all are. Tell us about your company, Life Care Solutions.
So Life Care Solutions is a company. We were founded in 1994, and we provide services. We provide care, guardianship, care management, and medical power of attorney services. Essentially, I think the best way for people to conceptualize what we do is that we sort of serve as a surrogate family member to either manage care or legally make decisions for people who need help navigating the medical system. And we focus on medical decisions only, so we don't do financial. But we're really here to help people navigate the medical system.
How important is it to have an advocate when you're going through the medical system, the process of what we all have to go through, regardless of age?
That's true, regardless of age. Well, more and more as, organizations that provide care to and services to people needing medical care are understaffed. The healthcare system really incents payment based on criteria that aren't necessarily helping them.
they don't make any sense at all.
Right. So the more that you can have someone advocating for you and really looking out for you, that's the best way to get the best outcome and the best results, because it's difficult to manage.
Do you think that typically we try to put a cookie cutter stamp on the process or how we're navigating the healthcare system or the aging process? Do you find that kind of is the catalyst that sparks need?
Yeah, and I think what we see is that people assume that, you know, we're going into the hospital, we're going into perhaps an assisted living, we're going into some organization that provides services, and that it will just happen naturally. But it does need a lot of direction. Everyone that is needing those services is so different, and so a cookie cutter doesn't exist. It just isn't out there. So you need someone or some way to help make sure that your own wishes and your own needs are met.
Fantastic. 1994 is when Life Care Solutions was founded. You have a tremendous history here in the Colorado Springs area. I want to make sure we get several times today, get your contact information out for our listeners. So if there's a phone number or a website address where our listeners can go or reach out to learn a little bit more about what you all have to offer and see if it's something that they could benefit from.
Great. Thank you. Yes. And I actually encourage people to call. So even if it's something that we're not the appropriate person, you know, company to help you, I love helping guide people to get to answers. So we can be reached at lifecaresolutions.com. And our phone number is 719-447-1711. We love to help. So please call us at any time.
Fantastic. Now tell us a little bit about your approach to care and really determining the needs of your clients or the folks that call. How do you know, someone calls up, this is, you know, what I'm going through. Is there an approach that you take that really helps you identify how you can best serve them?
Well, similar to your last comment about things never really being cookie cutter, because we're human after all.
No.
We take every situation uniquely. We're going to meet with individuals, with their families if they have them, with their care teams. We're going to understand what is their situation, what are their family dynamics, who do they want involved in their situation, what are their medical needs. And then we work with them to determine what types of supports or services would be helpful, are within their, you know, available benefits or are accessible to them in their particular situation. And essentially, we're trying to help people live the most comfortable and safe life that they possibly can. And that's different for every single person. So we're going to meet with you, come up with a plan specific to you, and then work with you to implement that or help guide you to those resources that will help you do that on your own.
Fantastic. Now, I want to take some time. We're going to shift gears. We're going to dive into some of those specific services that you offer, but also some of these common terms that I think we hear
Absolutely.
Out there. Even me doing this 16 years, I get confused on some of the terms on, you know, well, I have power of attorney in place for mom and dad. What does that mean? Well, it depends, right? You know, there's a variety of scenarios. But broadly speaking, you know, what is a guardian?
So a guardian is appointed by the court when someone has been determined, and this is my non-legal answer,
sure.
right? So,
but we are not giving legal advice.
Absolutely. So a guardian is a person who's been appointed by the court when someone has been determined to not have the ability to make their own medical decisions. And so really a court is the only entity that can determine someone's need for a legal guardian. And similar to, you know, a parent-child relationship where a parent is a guardian, there are, you know, adults and that also are incapable of making their own decision and need some support.
So these are folks who've been deemed, you know, not able to really direct their own, you know, decisions and maybe not making the best decisions. Are there common scenarios where a guardian is typically needed or even would be beneficial?
Yes. Typically, we're brought in as guardian when there's kind of three main areas that I see. When people do not have family or friends assisting them at this time, when their family or friends, maybe they do have family or friends, but they're out of town and they're just simply not able to serve in that role for that individual. Or maybe they have their own families or they travel for work all the time and they're just not able to. And then the last kind of main scenario that we see is when people don't have appropriate family or friends, where perhaps maybe someone's been financially exploiting them or something like that. So those are kind of the key types of situations where we're brought in to serve as guardian for an individual.
How does that typically happen? You know, if I have, I mean, is it all through the courts? Does it stem from, you know, an incident where there's something negative that sparked it? Or, I mean, how does that process work, really?
Exactly. A lot of times it's so many different scenarios. A lot of times, like what would happen with my aunt, she ended up leaving the house in the cold in her nightgown and being picked up by the police and, you know, ending up in the hospital. And all of a sudden people realized, oh, gosh, this is a situation. So we ended up being guardian in that situation. Sometimes it's Adult Protective Services brings us in. It could be estate planning attorneys. The other scenario we see is that oftentimes people's trusted advisors, so their financial planners, their attorneys, their CPA even get insight into the fact that there's, you know, this family is needing more help. And so sometimes those are the people who become aware first that there's trouble.
Now, we're going to shift gears. I know it's something that you don't do with Life Care Solutions, but it is something that is oftentimes paired with it. Conservatorship. What is a conservator?
Well, similar to guardianship, a conservator can only be appointed by a court of law, and a conservator is appointed by a court when a person has been deemed by the court to be unable to make their own financial decisions. So there's a very clear line of demarcation. Guardians are the guardian of the person and their care and well-being and living the best life they can. And a conservator is the guardian, if you will, or the overseer of the estate and the financial aspect of that person's life.
And usually those are done by two separate parties, probably for obvious reasons.
Well, and yeah, and actually, so the court no longer allows people to serve in a professional fiduciary as both guardian and conservator. You're right, for obvious reasons, there needs to be checks and balances there. But even in a if you're not a court appointed agent, but perhaps you're serving as financial power of attorney, I think it's best practice to really have different people representing those areas because you have checks and balances in place, and you don't want the fox watching the hen house, so you're able to partner together, but then also keep an eye on things.
It makes complete sense, and it sounds like there are some new limitations to that, which is good to see.
It is good.
That we're always on the lookout for the interests of folks in need. These types of things, I mean, guardianships, conservators, is it limited to only seniors?
Oh, no, and that's a great point. And I did mention seniors and maybe dementia as a condition that we regularly work with, but guardians are available for adults and minors. Life Care Solutions happens to focus on seniors and people with complex disease processes or needs, such as traumatic brain injury and those kinds of situations where someone just needs help navigating the system. But certainly guardianship is available and appropriate for at any age, depending on the court determination.
Absolutely. See, I'm trying to get you to put it into those cookie cutter answers, and it just doesn't exist, right? So, I mean, it all depends. This is such a specialized service and such a much needed service to have this advocacy. As I said, I want to get it out several times during today's show. Let's get your contact information out to our listeners. Again, questions about what we're talking about here, guardianship, conservatorships, court scenarios, at-risk adults. How can they reach out to Life Care Solutions?
We can be reached at our website at lifecaresolutions.com, and our phone number is 719-447-1711. We do have 24-hour on-call, and so we're available to assist with emergencies. That's what we find, is that things come up when you least expect them, or at inconvenient times like 2 in the morning. So
at 2 a.m. on Sunday, Sheila is awaiting your call. So that's something you can make a note of. This is a fun one that I always like looking at, I guess. Many seniors have multiple adult children. And a lot of times they're spread out throughout the country, of course. You know, we're much more spread out than we used to be. But there's a lot of children involved in the care, more than one. Well, my daughter takes care of this. My son takes care of this. And a lot of seniors I find have multiple adult children involved in their care decisions. With your experience, how do family dynamics, that's the politically correct word I'm going to use, how does family dynamics play or fit into the equation?
Family dynamics and managing that aspect of someone's care is one of the key factors in determining how best to support them. And the range of different things that can occur with family dynamics is just widespread. And again, we keep talking about every person, every situation is different, and that's one of the things that we love to work with and to help manage. Our approach to this is to really calm things down as much as possible. And the way I look at it is that there are family members involved, and they care about their loved one. They want to. They deserve to be involved and be treated in a way that is respectful of their perspective. That doesn't mean that they get to have a say always, but respectful of their perspective. So I think we're really good at considering dynamics, calming them down. And what I find, to be honest, is the biggest thing is communication, communication, communication. So if you can understand who the person that needs the care wants to be involved in their care, and then how to communicate in a way that best serves everyone's needs, everyone is happier. So that's how we approach those. Not always easy.
Well, not always easy, but a lot of times this is where your role could be hugely beneficial to a family, you know, going through the aging process with, you know, mom and dad or mom or dad. What advice would you give, you know, an adult child who maybe has siblings and they're working through, you know, finding the best solution or scenario for mom and dad or their continued aging, and they're not seeing eye to eye. Either they're not seeing eye to eye with mom and dad, or they're not seeing eye to eye with their siblings often. What advice would you give them?
You know, we see that in more often than not, do we see that in situations where people don't agree, and that's okay. We're human, and so what we see is again the communication and perhaps having a third party be part of that conversation, and to be able to. It's almost like a mediation, but it doesn't have to be a formal mediation, but it's having someone help to understand what are the concerns, how do we make the most of the information and use that in a helpful way, and then keep everyone up to speed so that they're comfortable that you know, the loved one is being taken care of, and move forward in a way that everyone's wishes and everyone's perspective is honored.
Fantastic. A different term, different than guardianship, care management, geriatric care management. What is care management?
I think the best way to describe care management is that I may have said something like this previously in the show, but if you're just joining, we care managers really serve as a surrogate family member for people who are needing help navigating the system. And so perhaps so the difference between care management and guardianship is that as a care manager for someone, we're not the legal decision maker, but we're partnering with that legal decision maker, whether they live here in town, whether they live in New York City, whether they live in Switzerland. We're partnering with them to help take care of their loved one, but the legal decision making remains with that person.
Fantastic. Are there common scenarios where a professional care manager might be beneficial? And I have one, but I'm biased, but we'll hear your answer
first. Oh, yeah, I'd love
first.
To hear your suggestion. Yeah, so, you know, the great thing about care management is that it can be as little or as much help as anyone may need. So I'll give you, you know, one scenario could be where you just need help determining if mom is, let's use mom as an example, is mom safe to live at home? So we can come in, or a care manager can come in, do a functional assessment, help to determine, is this person safe to live at home? What supports might be helpful in that case? And then how do we implement those changes or recommendations that might be needed? Maybe another family just needs help finding the very best fit possible for assisted living. So we can help, you know, there's so many options. How do you even wade through the vast amount of data? So we can help find the best fit for a person. And then other families really just need, they're not able to be here, so they need someone checking on mom every week. They need help finding a home care agency that can help her day to day, you know, that can bring and come in and make meals. So that it's really, we can help take people to doctor's appointments. So the range of things that we help with is really just dependent on what that individual needs.
Fantastic. And now my biased opinion, you know, where care management is hugely beneficial is I see it going side by side with home care pretty much 100% of the time. If you're using home care, you could probably benefit from having, even in a minimal capacity, a geriatric care manager to oversee not only your interaction with home care, but to do a lot of the things that home care might not necessarily do, help coordinating those doctor's appointments, facilitating those, the everything else other than the day-to-day care, but really the management or the advocacy or the putting together of the puzzle of your full spectrum of aging. That's the benefit, especially if you have a significant amount of home care. You know, if you're receiving 24-hour care, you probably need a geriatric care manager. If you're receiving home care and you have adult children who are involved and they're outside of the state, you probably need a geriatric care manager.
Absolutely.
So, again, I'm biased, but I see care management and home care side by side. It makes sense. It's the puzzle, right? We're trying to navigate aging, and there's not a cookie-cutter approach to it.
Absolutely.
But we have this puzzle, and we have no idea what that end picture is supposed to look like. And where I see the best benefit of a care manager is you have access to more puzzle pieces. You have a better idea based on your experience and the resources that you're knowledgeable about to help put that puzzle together, at least in a little bit better light than trying to do it blindfolded without seeing what those puzzle pieces look like. So kudos to you and what you do. Very much a valuable asset.
I was just going to add to that. I think, I look at it like a care manager is, since we're starting football season, a care manager is kind of the quarterback. And so we are when you don't have all of these pieces of the puzzle, someone's kind of running around trying, scrambling to do all of it. But when you have a quarterback, then we are enabling home care to do the very best job that they can. We're enabling the physician to do the very best job that they can. We're enabling the adult family to do the very best job. All of this comes together to best serve that individual.
So make sure you have a good quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Another term we see a lot out there, power of attorney. What is a power of attorney?
This is something that's changed a little bit in our industry. And power of attorney is the most frequent call that we get at Life Care Solutions. And so there's what power of attorney is you are choosing, an individual is choosing an agent to serve for them and make their medical decisions should they ever be deemed unable to do so. I mean, the hope is that that doesn't happen, but it does happen a lot to a lot of people all the time. And so being prepared is really the best way to go. So we get a call because there is a trend in the U.S. for people, even with children, choosing professional fiduciaries to serve as their named medical decision maker should that need ever arise.
And you touched on something very important. Should they be deemed unable to make their own decisions? So, you know, we have a son or a daughter, and I'm power of attorney for mom and dad. They want one thing. Mom and dad wants another. Our fiercely independent seniors. They have not been deemed unable to make their own decisions. Mom and dad still have the right to make their own decisions, even though a power of attorney is in place if they're deemed unable to, correct?
Yes, this is a misconception we see every week, sometimes every day in our business, that people come in, they are named as a decision maker for a parent or a grandparent, and they are implementing what they want. But by statute, a power of attorney is supposed to, an agent under power of attorney is supposed to be making the decisions in alignment with what the person for whom they're making decisions wishes. And so we see this all the time. There's a huge misconception about what it means to be power of attorney.
And it probably takes a lot to be deemed unable to make your own decisions.
It does.
Not just being fiercely independent. Former director of Adult Protective Services used to remind me frequently that, Greg, you have to remember, adults have the right to make poor decisions.
Yes.
And the hardest part oftentimes as a professional or a loved one is watching them and letting them make those poor decisions. And,
exactly.
And that's the difficult part about caring about who we're serving. We're starting to run a little bit low on time. I want to ask you, how important is it to make sure that you have a very clear outline of how you want to be cared for and what you want your aging process to look like?
I think If I could leave listeners with one thing today, it really centers around this question because, you know, healthcare in general is overwhelming for a lot of us, especially if we're starting to, you know, decline and be less able to do those things we used to be able to do. Culturally, we're not very comfortable discussing these kinds of things. But what I find is that there's a common misconception that people assume, oh, my spouse knows what to do, or my child, my daughter knows, she'll take care of me if anything happens, but they don't really talk about it. And so I would encourage listeners that the very best thing that you can do in the next step, if you leave this call today, you can work on moving forward with naming your decision maker in a legal way, and then really documenting what some of those wishes and what your care directives would be so that should that situation ever arise, there's some direction for the people you've named to make those decisions.
Fantastic advice and advice for listeners at any age.
Any age.
I'm 36 and I have yet to do that, I say, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. And I never do it. I'll do it next week or I'll do it next month. And we put it off.
We do.
And oftentimes that right there is our fatal mistake, is delaying what we know we need to do.
And, you know, I say this not to scare people. It's more that this process doesn't have to be painful. And, you know, it can be something that brings you closer to your family as you discuss it. And you really, you know, or you're working with an organization that you're going to use to represent you. It can be fun and you're building a team. And what happens is, you know, you're executing your wishes versus just what might happen to you in the hospital that you might end up at with the people that you might run into. You know, that can leave a lot up to chance, whereas if you have a plan and then that plan is executed, it's much more in alignment with what you want to happen with your future care.
Fantastic. Sheila Schmidt, Life Care Solutions, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on Senior Talk. I want to make sure, again, let's get out your contact information so our listeners can reach out to you for more information.
Absolutely. It's lifecaresolutions.com. Our phone number is 719-447-1711. And again, we do, I said this earlier in the call, but we love to help guide people and help even direct, even if it's something that we're not a choice that you want to make at this point. We'd love to help support you. So give us a call and feel free to reach out to brainstorm. We'd love to hear from you.
Fantastic.
Thank you for having us here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Before we go, I want to remind listeners that you can find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home online at heartfeltcareathome.com or by giving us a call at 719-362-0094. Again, that's 719-362-0094. Be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM for another edition of Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home.